Grace and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I was reading through a recent edition of one of my daughter's Rolling Stone magazine a few weeks back, and I came across an article on the reigning queen of rap music, Nicki Minaj. Some of you may recognize her. In case you're not real up on pop culture, Nicki is one of the biggest things going these days. Her face and her lyrics and her voice is all over the place. She's known for her brash honesty and her larger-than-life personality. I know you thought I was going to say something else, didn't you? Not in church, among other things. Anyway, in this article, she talked briefly about her own teen pregnancy and her decision at that time in her life to get an abortion. While she calls herself pro-choice, and she says that it was the right decision for her at the time, she also says that it is a choice that she has had, and I will quote, a choice that has, and I quote, haunted her all her life, unquote. She went on to say, it's not something that you're proud of. So it's hard to speak on it like you only have one way of looking at it. I think we can all relate to Nicki's words, can't we? We may not be able to relate to her music or to her lifestyle or to her choices or her wardrobe or her background, or being pregnant at age 16 and getting an abortion. But I think we can nevertheless relate to her words. Because the truth be told, we are probably all living with some choices and decisions and actions from our past that we regret. For some of us, those regrets date back many years. For others of us, those regrets are more recent. But we all understand, don't we, what it is to have a part of our past haunt us? And if by some chance you can't relate to what I'm saying right now, I would say listen to the message anyway, because your time of shame and regret is still lurking in your future. And these words will still serve you when those things rear their ugly head. Our text today is the book of the prophet Jonah. Specifically, we will be using one phrase from Jonah, chapter 3, verse 5. It was part of our Old Testament reading this morning where it says, and I quote, "The Ninevites believed God," unquote. As most of you know and remember from your days probably of Sunday school, Jonah was sent to Nineveh, which was a pagan city, probably the biggest city in the world at that time. It would later become known, or be in what would become later Assyria, which is part of today modern Iraq. Now, he was sent there by God to preach against it, in the words of the Lord, because its wickedness had come before him. But Jonah refused to go. Instead, he tries to run from the Lord. But we all know how well that went for him. He ends up being thrown off of a ship, swallowed by a big fish, in which he is afforded in the belly of that fish a little bit of me time to reconsider his decision to flee from the Lord. And after spending 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of that fish, he is then vomited out onto the shore. And the Lord comes back to him a second time. And again tells him to go to Nineveh. And this time, wisely, Jonah goes. And as he preached against the city, the Ninevites listened to him. And both they and their king believed God. And they repented of their sin. And when God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he had compassion on them. And he did not bring the destruction on them that he had threatened. So, why did Jonah flee the first time? Why didn't he just go and do what God told him to do? Well, in chapter 4 of the book, Jonah, he tells us why he didn't go. He said, "Oh Lord, that is why I was so quick to flee. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity." You see, Jonah hated the pagan people. Any of those people who weren't part of Israel, those people who didn't believe in and worship his God, Yahweh, he hated them. He didn't want God to have compassion on them or to save any of them. He wanted God to destroy them. But Jonah knew that if he preached against the Ninevites, and if they then believed God's word and repented of their sin, he knew that God would forgive them. That God would simply overlook their previous sin and their immorality and their wickedness and their idolatry. He would disregard that they were the enemies of Israel. And then he would save them. And that's the last thing in the world that Jonah wanted. Genesis 15, verse 6 states, "Abram believed the Lord, and it was credited to him as righteousness." The Apostle John, in his first letter, chapter 1, wrote these words, verse 9, and we say them all the time in church. "If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us in our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." You see, the story of Jonah, the story of the Ninevites, is a living, breathing example of these words of John and the words from Genesis also. That God forgives us and he credits us with his righteousness when we confess our sins to him and when we believe in him. Regardless of what sin or wickedness or regret or failure or immoral choice or guilt that we have been carrying around with us from our past, in his compassion, in his grace, in his love, he forgives us. And all this he does for us because of his son Jesus, who took the punishment for us upon himself when he died upon the cross, and who left those sins buried in the ground forever, and forgave us when he rose from the dead. Every sin that we've ever committed, even those which have haunted us for many years, Sins that you and I just, for whatever reason, can't seem to get over and to let go of. They've already been forgiven by God because of Jesus. For when we, like the Ninevites, believe in God and confess our sins to Him, He relents, He forgives, and He remembers our sins no more. I'm not sure how Nicki Minaj feels about God, but I absolutely know how God feels about Nicki Minaj. He loves her, just as He loves us. He sent His Son here as our sacrifice and as our Savior, so that even those sins which haunt us can never separate us from Him. I pray that we might thus learn to forgive ourselves, as God in Christ has already forgiven us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior. Amen.